The Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get?
Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie.
Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
Matt.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boy, it's like clockwork the way your pain comes. I'll get you your novel, Paul. Forgive me for prattling away and making you feel all oozy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I thought you were good, Paul. But you're not good. You're just another lying old dirty birdie.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
Hey, go to our website, you get a chance, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Buzz, if you go there now, we've got a picture up of Maxim's top 10 hottest girls in the world.
Man, you know, I'm on
the list
way.
That we started all those years ago. And now they've picked it up. Remember that?
We did it a long time ago.
We never continued to update it, and it is in bad need of being updated.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh. Don't think me unkind.
We just laid the police.
Yeah.
Words are hard to find.
You gotta go all the way with it.
I'll tell you, the number one girl on the Maxim list is the hot one, the really hot one from Desperate Housewives.
Eva Longoria?
That's her.
That's right.
She's number one on the Maxim list. We got the pictures of all the top 10 girls on our website.
Wonderful.
Oh, man, they are great, too.
Jerry Todd.
Da-do-do-do, it's all I want to be saying to you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. The innocence will pull me through.
Mr. Rick Moranis.
Doing the police is only he
so
can.
Let's see, the list has all these chicks. Sarah Foster, Jessica Simpson, Brittany Murphy, your girl Angelina Jolie. Uh-huh.
I'm not all about Brittany Murphy. I don't think she should be on that list.
Rachel from the OC, Jessica Alba, Lindsay Lohan, Jennifer Gardner, Evangelina Lilly. Is that right? The girl from Lost. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there, the pictures are up on our webpage.
Man, they are nice, too.
Right. Are they nice?
Oh, look at them. They're all such hotties.
They're nice.
Hey, that's a hell of a picture of Lindsay Lohan there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A bit revealing.
Look at that.
But those are fake. We've had that discussion
before.
No,
these pictures are real, Don.
Okay. They're real and they're spectacular. Mike.
You just sit there and...
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes.
But go to the store.
Mike?
Yes.
Today is May 11th.
And we all know what that means.
That's right.
Do you know whose birthday it is today? Baruch's mother.
Mrs. Arras.
Do you remember her name?
Baruch's. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Shora,
that's right.
Shora Agdushlu.
There you go.
Yeah! I am Shora Agdushlu. For my birthday, I only require...
What's that?
A cigarette in one hand and a cinnamon stick in another. One to smoke, one to chew on to freshen my otherwise heinous sock breath.
How old do you think she is?
She would be 62.
53,
but a hard... Worn 53. It's great to be Baruch's mother.
And I hope Baruch gets back into the last two episodes of 24. They kind of teased about that.
Okay. I'd like to say, I hear there's going to be a romance between Baruch and Chloe O'Brien.
We didn't put this picture on our website today. You can go to any newspaper and see it, but it's of Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger. I'm going to put this on a post-it note right now.
Right.
1 year from now, these two, absolutely on the out.
I think you're being conservative. I think it's a guarantee. It's a lock in a year.
Okay, well, do you want to go lower?
I'd actually go maybe 3 months.
3 months, meaning
because
May,
they
June,
wake up, they realize
July,
what they're
August.
Doing.
I would take that bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will last longer than 3 months.
Right. he's just a little odd for that. I mean, this is a strange one. But you, I don't know enough about the relationship. See, I don't know how long it was going on.
Here's the thing with these celebrities. This is why celebrities should not marry celebrities. Except there's a rare case where it works, like with Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
Yes.
But otherwise, here's the thing. I'm looking at these two now. They're happy right now because she's a gigantic movie star. She gets her ass kissed. She can go anywhere she wants. He's the hottest thing in country music. Even guys like me that don't like country music, like Kenny Chesney. Mm. Now, that star is not going to burn forever.
No.
For either of them.
No.
And for whichever one of them it is where it fades first, and in this case probably her because he's country and he could be a country singer like Merle Haggard for
70 years old.
Like a NASCAR driver his old goddamn life.
Uh-huh.
At some point, because like I'm reading the reports that they're, oh, they're so happy together, and they've only known each other 3 months,
uh-huh.
And it was a spur-of-the-moment thing, and she's loving the fact that she's getting on a plane and going to a concert with him, and that he's going to come and be at an opening for a movie. As soon as she starts to hit the wall, and it's a fact with an actress, it's a fact. Everybody knows you've got the certain years where you get the certain roles.
Right.
Then after that, you get the other roles, and then in Hollywood, forget it.
Right. Yeah.
If you're a woman, forget it.
It depends on how her ego will handle the inevitable. Even the biggest stars, the nature of the business, she will not be getting the same volume of movie roles that she gets now. That's just a reality in Hollywood.
She might, though, still get more movie roles. And in any event, I predict she'll dump him 6 months from now, which will be about a week before Thanksgiving. That would be.
So you're saying she'll dump him?
I do think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She'll tire of him.
Yes.
Yeah. I might be with Buzz on that because she's...
Regardless of her career.
She's also the one that... I mean, she's been just like a conveyor belt, right, with these guys in her lives.
Don't forget James Carey. She was a game... And who's the guy...
That's when she went all weird when she started dating Jim Carrey.
And who's the guy in some band that she was just with right before
White
this guy?
Stripes, is it... What's his name? Jack White?
Yeah, that's
White
the guy.
Right.
That's who she dumped to go with Chesney.
Okay, I'm going to say they don't last a year. I don't know who's going to leave who, but it's not going to last a year.
All right, Buzz has 6 months. I have 3 months. Right.
I think the marriage will last forever.
All right.
And yield thousands of beautiful children.
There you go, Rob.
Romantic.
Rob finally taking the high road and being an optimist.
That's right. She'll just keep squinting. She won't even know she's married.
Mike, I've got a couple of news items here. I don't think Buzz is going to have on his news story that
are
going to make you sad.
Okay.
Okay, first, this will make you happy, but there's some sad news.
What's the best kind?
It's about George Lopez's kidney transplant.
Oh, no, I hope there haven't been any complications. How did it go?
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow night when he's profiled on Primetime Live.
Mm. Oh, God.
Which means we'll have a great show Friday with all the tapes. it hasn't even been a month, and I feel alive. I feel as good as I did. Bad. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything is better with my new kidney.
Give me a break!
That is what George Lopez
said. So ABC is going to do a report on one of ABC's people.
Yes, they are.
Well, how convenient.
Well, they did it on Fox last time. So they're doing it on one of their own people.
Well, they really know how to practice synergy.
That's nice.
My kidney had been at 18%. hey, bum, they just called. Your kidney's at 18%.
Man, how did that happen so quickly? Wow, I better get a new one and fast.
And I got my new kidney. I don't have the blues no more.
Can you find that?
I'm the bleacher bum.
Because we're going to be ODing on this come Friday when we've got the tapes of him on TV.
He lost half his worst TV movie prior to riding in the car with my sister.
In the windy.
So you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 2 minutes on Sports Radio WDAX.
These numbers can't be right.
No.
I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did.
I can't lose half my kidney in 3 days.
I don't understand this. Where did it go? Where has it vanished to?
Rob, where's the one where the guy says at the very end, find the one where the program director says to him, you can do the show you want with gardening.
Oh, yeah. Was it here?
Yeah.
Anything you want. Call me. Get a new shirt.
See him.
Hey.
There you are.
Greetings today. You buried the hitman. I just got off of corporate. They want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank.
Oh, my goodness!
I love you, man.
Yeah, I love him so much.
There they are. Battle of the worst TV movies of the year.
Naughty or Nice.
Naughty or Nice, yeah. Against Riding in the Car with My Sister. Riding on the Bus with My Sister.
Thank you!
You're welcome, Ro. Now, Mike, this one is going to make you sick.
Okay.
So you just want to... You're just going to want to center yourself for a second.
All right, I'm relaxed in the center.
Center yourself. Are you centered, Rosie?
Yes.
I mean, you're distracting me, Rosie.
Here you go.
Oh, that is that.
Well, that's good. Why don't you keep quiet over there, okay?
Okay, Mike?
Yes.
You know Kevin James?
Yes.
TV star Kevin James?
Yes, and TV star, golfer, movie maker.
Okay, so we have a history with Lisa Remedy, mm-hmm. and I know her name is really Leah Remedy,
right.
on King of Queens. Used to be friends with her. We kind of know Kevin James.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the King of Queens show has hung on, and it's been renewed for another year.
Eighth year.
Yes. Would you like to guess how much per episode Kevin James will be getting for the King of Queens?
$150,000.
My man, would you like to try... $500,000.
$500,000 an episode.
That's right. They do 23 episodes, which means Kevin James will be paid over $10 million for putting out that dog-ass show for one more year for the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Man, oh man, give me a break.
Okay, so there you go. That's the news about
him. Wow.
$10 million for Kevin James.
Over
I hope Leah's getting her cut. And also on our website, we had mentioned the Tony Danza thing.
Rob said that's $30,000. That's $130,000 per laugh.
I think you're being too generous.
Well, I counted smirks and giggles.
No, I think you're being too generous. After the show today, we'll have the link up on our website for Tony Danza's go-kart thing. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
We finally get the link. You can try
it
yourself.
He wasn't hurt, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
WFTV.com is where they have it, but we will have the absolute link on our website. And I only got time for one more. It's about Robert Blake.
Ah, yes.
But
what is he doing now?
Now, yesterday, I love finding out stuff about Robert Blake.
Sure.
It's so nuts. Yesterday...
They're talking about me on that radio show I like so bad.
Yesterday, I told you about his list of celebrities that he wanted to come and speak on his behalf as character witnesses.
His bizarre list of celebrities.
Okay. Well, somebody in Los Angeles, the story had gotten out, and somebody in Los Angeles thought it was a goof. So they sent the L.A. Times over.
Right.
They sent Extra over. They sent Access Hollywood over. They sent the Billy Bush lottery winner show over to talk to Robert Blake.
Uh-huh.
You're going to see him on these shows over the next couple of days. Indeed, he was absolutely speaking from the heart when he said... He wanted to bring in and still does want to bring in Gavin McLeod and Lindsay Wagner and all those other people.
Right.
But now he's saying there are more celebrities who believe he's innocent who he wants to bring in to testify on his behalf.
He led